This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Got a giveaway for you. J-Fig and her favorite metal band, Pantera.
Whoa.
Coming to iThink Financial Amphitheater in September, and we're giving you a pair of tickets to see him. For details on how you can win, we'll listen to J-Fig whenever she shows up.
That's true. She'll tell you. She will let you know.
Whatever that is, dude.
Even I've heard of Pantera. They do that song. Yes, of course.
Is that Pantera?
No. That's sure? Death Whistle, if I'm not mistaken, by Pantera.
They do Jump. Isn't that their song?
No. That's not.
Who are they?
No, they don't.
Who does Jump?
I'm talking about.
Is that.
Nah.
No. Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Pantera does Walk.
Not what jump. Is that?
I don't know. It's a song 15 years ago. Whoever is a Pantera fan, listen to this.
Like, I'm a Pantera fan. I'm a Florida Pantera fan.
Whoa.
No.
Vamos Gatos.
Yes.
You Pantera Bread fan.
Whoa. Panera Bread?
Hold on.
You just said Pantera Panthers. Or Florida Panteras or whatever you just said.
Minus one. Nice try, though. And also, by the way,
I was going to say.
What? That's fat shaming.
That's fat shaming. That's what I was going to say, dude.
No, it's not.
That's what I was going to say, dude.
Minus one.
That is what I was going to say, dude. That
I
is
was,
it.
Hey. Nope. That I was on topic.
Strike him down.
That is fat shaming 101.
Wow.
You got to do some Hail Marys, dude. You better do some Hail Marys. You better get right with God. You just couldn't help yourself. 6 days in. Got him. Woo. Let's just punch him out of first base. Got him. Woo. You might as well just call it a Lent, dude, because you're not going to hold it. You couldn't even last a week.
Come on, Leroy.
Couldn't with even last
like,
a week.
I was like, first of all, that wasn't fat shaming.
That was it.
Really? Do you want to apologize?
No.
All right. Leroy Horde, the Lent breaker.
Nope. That wasn't fat shaming.
Oh, okay. What was it?
My comments had nothing to do with your size.
Oh, really? Mm. Really?
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 Who can we have review this?
We don't have to review it. It's an obvious fat shame. The Lord has reviewed it. After review, that's a clear fat shame by Leroy Horde. That's going to cost him a timeout. No further challenges for the next 40 days. Watch out, Portlease. He's coming after you. He's already got me. Couldn't even make it a full week.
Anyone in Panera right now?
And by the way, I bet you fat-chained the people from the beach, too. You just didn't tell us about it.
No, I didn't go to the beach.
No, when you got back and heard about the chunkies from the beach.
No, I didn't make no comments.
I bet you had a little snicker, a little punting.
Woo! Man. Got to review the footage again.
Of course you do.
We don't have to review the footage. Leroy.
Okay.
You know what you did. 40 days, couldn't even make it 40 hours before you fat-shamed Tobin about loving Pantera bread.
Which, by the way, while we're here, that's a point. Let's not kid ourselves as well. That is also a point.
But also a minus one for breaking his deal with the Lord.
Hey, you know what?
I was not fat-shaming. I was merely just adding to the...
What were you doing then? Yeah. Do tell. Why would you make a food joke? What were you doing? Do tell.
Going from Pantera to Panera?
Hmm.
Pretty good. But of course...
I did go to Pantera Bread this weekend, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
They don't serve real food there.
They really don't.
Not really a fan.
Tomato soup?
Soup and a sandwich? What is this?
I'm always a little weirded out by people that like tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Well, okay, hold on.
Why are you weirded out by it? It's a delicious combo.
It's really good.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not.
Not only does he fat shame, his parable food takes continue.
Uh-oh. Look, Dope Dizzy says, it was wordplay. I'm with you, Leroy. The wordplay clause of 2003. I forgot. How can I forget? Wordplay. Cheddar broccoli. That's good.
No.
What?
Cheddar
what
broccoli
you,
soup?
Bunny rabbit? Anyway.
No comments.
Headlines. You don't have to. You might as well just cut it loose for the rest of Lent.
Nope.
You couldn't even last.
Nope.
You're done.
Nope.
You're done. We're waving off the fight.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not really a soup guy. I'm more of a salad guy.
Now you just mess with
him. Can't last. Look, he can't wait. Headline. You already did, dude. It's over.
No.
It's over.
I was not.
It's over.
I was
over.
Not fat shaming you.
Sure. Okay.
I wasn't.
He's outside in the wrestling.
So you were shaming my favorite sandwich shop?
You just said you don't like it.
I don't.
Intense.
Like, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, what was your point? Well, then what was your play there?
Maybe he was
intense. I was just adding to the, you made a funny, and I was trying to make a funny. I wasn't calling anybody fat, though.
Wordplay.
Just trying to make a funny.
Maybe it was intangible.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
God seeing Leroy break his covenant.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Leroy. Couldn't even make it a week, could ya? Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai.
Feel dirty.
Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. A man who's probably got to get right with God, the basketball gods, Eric Spoelstra. He's beside himself. This was him after the loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. This was the first of two losses this weekend. And he keeps doing this thing that's driving Heat fans nuts, which is he keeps saying that the turnaround is right there, Heat fans. Like, the positive things are happening. And this was him after the Timberwolves loss. This is what he
We had some opportunities, some decent looks. I actually thought our execution down the stretch was pretty good. That's better, you know, than it has been. And some of these fourth quarters, we didn't knock down, you know, some of these shots that you just have to make. But the process was better. And defensively, I really commend our guys. They're really laying it out there. You know, really competing, making great efforts. It's inspiring, you know, to watch. You know, even with this result, I hope Heat Nation and the fans can really appreciate how hard our guys are competing. And we're We ain't going anywhere. You know, we're gonna get this right. I know it seems like, you know, we're constantly saying that after the game, but
because you are,
these experiences are gonna harden us, steal us, until we get this breakthrough that you know, I feel like our locker room deserves.
Oh, dude, trust me, Spo. You couldn't harden me anymore, dude. Like, I feel like a Galapagos tortoise. I really do. Like, I can't take any more of it. Like, what do you mean that these experiences are going to harden us? They're going to steal us. The only thing you're stealing from me is my soul and my joy. You've taken my joy. Much like you took Jimmy's joy, you've taken my joy. I know it feels like I'm saying that after every game. Yeah, because you are. Heat Nation, we're not going in there. What is it, a threat? We're not going anywhere, guys. We know.
Please, please go somewhere.
A mere 24 hours later, yeah. Let's hear from Eric Spoelstra after he loses to the Bulls.
I mean, we've been battling, you know, for several games, and I really liked, you know, a lot of the things that were going on, even in some of these losses. Today was a regression, you know, for one night. We have the competitive character. We're going to bounce back. But we had some of these things bubble up again. You know, we know what they are. You know, some of the missed shots, poor decisions offensively that would lead to, you know, lack of focus defensively. We're at our best when it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, we can defend and get multiple stops, and that kind of fuels our offense, fuels our confidence. We had a little bit of that bubble back into the game. You know, coming out of timeouts where we have a chance to push a lead to double digits, where they would come storming back. You know, at halftime we didn't come out ready. You know, I felt like that was, you know, behind us. You know, with that said, too, you know, I felt like I didn't do a good job, you know, with managing the minutes. I went into the game thinking that we'd need some speed and a little bit more of the energy boost. And we got to that lead, and so I thought, you know, we would try to extend it. But I think, you know, nobody in the locker room is going to make an excuse. Our main guys are not going to make an excuse about it. But I felt like there was, you know, some fatigue in that fourth quarter. And if I could have gotten them a little bit more of a break, you know, at some point during the game, I think we would have had enough of a boost, you know, to finish this off. But that's on me. And that's, you know, I have to do a better job for this team.
Jesus.
I mean, he said it.
Tired of them saying it, though.
What do we need to say?
Just disgusted. Got Tobin dressing like a Vietnam vet. In shambles, dude.
No, but he was even crazier at this point. Like, we got to get can you get the clip? He said something about demons. Oh. And I'm like, demons? He goes, we're going to get rid of these demons. I was like, yeah, you need a priest. You need to exorcise this season. Like, this season is unholy, and it feels like a demon is gripping them in the fourth quarter, and it is crazy that we're here. And he's just like, yeah, I felt a regression. Spo, dude, respectfully, regress to what? You guys have lost three straight, 4 out of 5, and the one win is against the Wizards. Regress to what? That's the same. That's not regression. That's consistency.
So I'm an idiot when it comes to coaching. So I have idiot means to determine how I would play guys. Right? When I get in these moments in the game where it looks like we're losing a grasp of it, here's what old Dumbo would do. And I'm speaking of myself. I would look at that stat sheet and I would take the 5 guys that have a plus rating and put them in. Who cares what the matchups are? Who cares what these guys are playing the best at this given moment in time. And I would just see how it plays out. Because guess what? The way things are playing out ain't working. And you got all those numbers that you're using anyway, along with your team has to be really good to match up. Small, big, or whatever. When you're not that, you just put your best players out there and have them go ball. End of discussion. I don't care if you're tall, small, big, round. It don't matter. But to have your greatest deterrent on your team sitting on the bench while a team scores 35-plus points is not healthy. It's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for Tobin.
Mm-mm.
And there ain't nothing you could say after the fact that would get me other than Kalel being hurt. There is nothing you could say to me that would change my mind when a team scores 30-plus 40 points in a quarter and you score 10 that would say to me, Kalel can't be a deterrent for that. Nothing. So, we can sit back and we can talk positive and we can say whatever. But when it gets to crunch time, you need the guys who are going to help you win the most in the game. And if they're not in the game, then I'm wondering what is your plan here. And that's where I am. That's where I am. Tobin's probably a little nicer with it.
I'm fine with it because
you know you have a better, you know.
I think he sounds ridiculous.
Better grasp of it.
I mean, no, I think everything you're saying is sound. I think it's ridiculous, and I think that we've sat.
Why are you coaching? You don't have the big three. You ain't got the big three.
I don't know.
You're trying to win games, and you got your best player sitting on the bench when the team is going willy nilly up and down the court. Call a timeout. Say, hey, I know your breathers are normally longer, but these guys are competitors. I need you to go in there and help me win. Okay, coach, I got you. Ain't got time for normal rest. You shorthanded. We got to go.
Take a break.
All this damn planning and match up. And you ain't got enough to match up.
Take a
break. Who are you matching up with?
Keep thinking the rant is going to end.
Matching up. We had a little more speed. Who cares? Sometimes you ain't got speed like the other team. You got to be big and abusive.
Also, you got to match up against bulls we've never heard of?
Hey, I tell you what. It might have helped if you had somebody. Why did you think you had to put an intangible on Giddy?
I'll tell you what, Giddy swatted the hell out of Boy Wonder.
Dude! Like, okay, it took me 3.2 seconds, which is the amount of time that they leave on the shot clock when they chuck up a 30-footer. But that's beside the point. It took me 3 seconds to figure out that you better get somebody else on Giddy. Tyler ain't that guy.
Giddy up.
You know who said that this weekend?
Hmm.
On the air was Karate.
Did he?
He said giddy up. And I'm like, just
That's a great call.
I say, hey, Karate, we ain't got time for games and jokey jokes right now. It's too serious.
What are
we doing?
Don't lash out at Karate.
I mean, I don't need him to tell jokey jokes. Giddy up while he's scoring 30 plus.
Why does his hair look like that, too?
I don't know. Because he's 6'8 and can't nobody see it.
It sticks out like the nutty, like Einstein. Like if Einstein had young hair.
He scored 30.
And had a triple-double.
You know that Tyler had a triple-double. He ain't have a triple-double. Because for some reason, Spo thought that if he kept putting Tyler in there, his defense was going to get better. He is who he is. He's a scorer.
Kind of peaks.
You got a defender.
Kind of peaks into being named an all-star, huh?
Huh?
What?
No, he ain't peak. Just saying, like Tyler guarding Giddy is ridiculous. I would trust that Kalel could keep his feet in front of Giddy more than Tyler Hero.
I would agree with that.
But you know where he can't keep his feet in front of him?
The bench.
Correct. See? Great minds think alike.
It doesn't eradicate what you did at the start of the segment, though.
I didn't fashion him.
I can even see your face. You feel guilty about it.
No, I don't.
You do.
I wasn't fat shaming. I was just.
I know you very well. I know your tells.
I was just adding to the conversation. I'm serious. I was not trying to fat shame anybody. You, nobody. I was just adding to the
guilty conscience.
Sounded like it fit pretty good right there.
Mm-hmm. Why did it fit good?
Huh?
What?
See.
Back after this.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad Boy South.
Get on Field USA. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com? Free consultation 24-7, call them at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesmin and Dover.
It is mostly cloudy with a very strong breeze out there. I'm saying around 20 miles an hour out of the southwest. Look for some showers later. And I would say it's about 80 degrees.
Very frustrating right now because
I never get frustrated over sports.
I didn't even know what I was going to say.
I get frustrated with you.
Look, I want to be clear about something, okay? I'll forgive you for fat shaming me because you broke your covenant with God. You have forgiveness from me. Him up there? I don't know. I can't speak for him.
I didn't fat shame you.
Okay.
And no way, shape, and form was that meant to.
All right, now you're taking liberties because you can't say in no way, shape, or form.
Tobin, I am serious. I only said that because, hey, there's a story that sounds just like it. That's it.
Mm-mm. I'm a Pantera fan. I'm a Florida Pantera fan.
Whoa.
No.
You almost got Pantera, those.
Yes.
You Pantera Bread fan.
Whoa. Panera Bread? Hold on.
You just said Pantera.
Yeah,
Panthers.
Nah.
Or.
You knew what you said.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. I was just adding to your.
Mm. Why would you bring up.
I was not.
Pantera Bread?
This is the honest truth. At no point in time. Because we just had the tomato soup conversation.
Nope. That came after.
After.
Nope.
Did it?
You've been doing a lot of lying today.
Wow. This is not a good look for you, Leroy. This is not a good look for you, Leroy. A
lot of lying. Anyway, no, the reason I'm frustrated is because Twitter's broken and I want my NFL news. I want it.
That's true.
Fix it, Elon.
My Twitter's working. Who do you want me to put on noties?
I have Barry Jackson on noties, and I know that Braxton Berrios is a Texan.
Damn it.
Barry.
Oh, wait. No, that's okay.
Jackson.
What?
Yeah, we can get new Braxton Berrios.
All right. What?
Yeah, you know.
Who's new Braxton Berrios? Is it Malik Washington new Braxton Berrios?
No. You know, came from the game.
Oh, Restrepo. That would be fun.
That would be.
How late do you think he's going to get drafted? How early do you think he's going to get drafted?
I don't know.
Third round.
I don't know.
You think he's a third rounder?
I think that's the earliest he gets drafted.
Okay.
He's good, though. That's going to be a steal, whoever picks him up.
You got any Barry Jackson tweets?
Come on. What's Barry saying?
No, I'm waiting for it to load.
What's the sports
That's button? The point. That's it's, the, Libra, okay. That's exactly the point.
No. Listen, I'm going to send you pictures. I'm on Twitter. Mm. It's just sometimes it's a little slow.
That's the point, dude. It's broken. Like, it's coming through slow, like four tweets in, like, a batch of 4 minutes. It's not – it doesn't work.
Hmm.
Like that's the point.
All right.
It's crazy today. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, what just happened? She's just gonna what?
She's just rolling into it. She's laughing at Leroy. Okay.
All right.
He's like, I'm sorry, I am laughing at Leroy.
Why?
What have you been lying a lot?
Twitter's working, it's just a little slow. Yes, Leroy. Yeah. Yes, it is.
That is the thing. You can't drop any bombs without Twitter working, right? You can't have any Shams bombs or anything.
I think the bombs are working, but I don't know if anybody like.
Hey, you think he cut funding?
Hmm.
No.
Who you Musk? Think
he cut funding for Twitter?
I don't know. Nah. Certainly feels like it. Certainly feels like it. Does this mean I have to download that Blue Sky?
Oh.
What's Blue Sky?
It's like the other version of. Twitter. When everybody
Are
was like,
doing that one?
When everybody was like, we're gonna boycott, we're gonna leave Twitter, and I'm like, you guys say this every time. You said you were gonna do the same thing for Threads.
I was gonna say, what about Threads? Are people posting on that?
I don't know if people do that. Let's see. Yeah, not working. I got some tweets.
You know what though? Why is Schefter's working though? Why is Schefter like his stuff is still intact? I don't like.
Maybe he's behind it.
Braxton Berrios got a 1 year, $2 million deal from the Texans, according to reports.
Mm.
Free agent defensive tackle B.J. Hill is signing a 3 year, $33 million contract, 16 guarantee with the Bengals. Let's see. According to Barry Jackson, the Dolphins are expected to be interested in former San Francisco 49ers linebacker Dre Greenlaw.
Ooh, he's good. You know what, though? I'm doing that name thing again. I don't know if he's good. I just know his name.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter says Washington has reached an agreement with former 49ers and Jets defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw.
Oh, I don't know anything about him. But I just love free agency.
Just like,
but this is kind of what it is. Like, the bigger names are going to get more, you know, notice. But it's actually the other guys, the young guys that you put in a situation like the linebacker that the Eagles signed that was a special teamer, all of a sudden became an all-pro. Like, those are the guys.
Just very frustrating. Fix Twitter, Elon Musk.
Yeah. You bum.
Like, you, first of all, you want to know what annoys me about this? All right.
Right.
You stupid Teslas, right? You can't get your rockets to work,
true,
all right?
True.
Your Teslas, you know, you're driving themselves with their robot driving right into medians, and now your stupid website, which you just bought out of petty, doesn't even work anymore, dude.
Completely ruined it. He really completely ruined that.
Ruined it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
What about them?
Got a left tackle.
Oh, Chiefs lost a wide receiver, too. Son Reddick.
Jonathan Allen is visiting with the Vikings. Khalil Mack.
Oh, okay. Look, I go for names, but a Khalil Mack, come on.
100 years old.
But if you kick the tire.
You just said, you're into Khalil Mack, but not Von Miller.
No, I'm just reading about him. I didn't say I was interested in him. He signed with the Chargers anyway.
Juice left in the tank.
Khalil Mack went back to the Chargers?
Yeah, 1 year, $18
million. Boo. Are you still going down the Twitters?
Yeah.
Boo.
Man. Take a break. We'll mix things up on the other side. Miami. South Beach. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What's up, Leroy?
You want some updates?
Sure.
So,
are they new updates? Because you told us in the chat you have updates for 2 days. I don't need updates. I don't need updates from 2 days ago. I need updates up to the minute. Now I opened up Threads. Like, who? I don't need to know what happened 2 days ago.
So Devontae Adams.
Dude, that happened. Okay, Leroy, that happened yesterday, though, dude.
Again.
Oh, and I have nowhere to go.
Right. Rams. I'm just reviewing all of the stuff, and then you tell me what.
He's doing his best.
Yeah.
What about this Myles Garrett?
I'm on Threads. Threads is working.
Ah, look at that. Threads is the new thing.
Here's the big money deals. Josh Allen, Monyan.
Ooh.
6 years, $330 million.
Yesterday.
DK Metcalf, 5 years, $150 million.
Yesterday.
We did Myles Garrett and Devontae Adams.
So you have no updates, is what you're saying.
Nothing new.
Chiefs signed Nick Bolton.
All right.
Patriots. Harold Landry.
I love this guy. I want you to know.
Who?
Leroy?
Aaron Jones got $10 million a year from the Vikings.
Yep. These are all guys that stayed, though. Like, these are the. Yeah, you could all. You could have re-signed guys yesterday. That's why I'm saying like, these are not.
Correct.
This but is not. This is
a,
not.
We did not do a show yesterday.
Yeah, but the point stands. Like, we're still stuck here with Twitter not working. So I'm on the Threads.
I have a question. Here's where you know where the quarterback situation is with teams. The Steelers continue to talk to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. And Aaron Rodgers has emerged as a quarterback option. That's your three choices?
Yeah.
All right.
That's your choices, dude. I mean, you knew that though. Like, it's not like great shakes for the Steelers right now,
right? But I don't know why they would re-sign any one of the two guys they had. They've already seen what they have.
I guess just if you felt like you got a decent deal on one of them, that's probably the way it's going to go,
right?
But let's get a good deal here and mix it on up, dude. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
I want to start with a winner. A winner of games, a winner of hearts, and a winner of trades. And that is Billiam Zito. That's what I call
Billiam.
Him. Yep, we're friends.
You mean William?
Nope.
I remember that.
No, it's Billiam.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
I remember that... That Michael Beasley did that with Bill Walker. He would call him Billiam. He goes, does anybody call him that? He goes, I do.
Well, Beasley has spoken.
What did Bill Zito have to say?
Well, after pulling off the biggest trade in hockey, we get some details on what goes on behind the scenes.
Ooh. Breaking news.
Okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh!
Staying with the Rams.
Okay. You know.
Jimmy G. Free agency.
Are you okay, Marcos?
Just thought we were getting a handsome man in our backfield.
Nope. He's nice. Not mobile, though. Why would you want him?
Handsome.
And but he is injury prone.
He wants him for the name.
Makes the Dolphins.
Again, my whole argument with all of this is
Garoppolo.
If your problems are injured players, don't go sign injured players.
People get injured. Gotta forgive Leroy.
Clip that. I remember that next time something happens.
Yeah, OBJ, sucker. Bill Zito. I totally fell for it. What goes on behind the scenes of a Marchand kind of trade?
You know, I don't know what happened. It did happen late. So I've said this a couple times. When you do the pro scouting, obviously, you know who Brad Marchand is, right? And you played against him, and you know him inside out. But our pro scouts, and I think today is also a celebration of the work these men have done. We've built this through pro scouting, and it's tireless. It's controversial. Our meetings are nothing short of a brawl sometimes, but it's passionate people who care about the Florida Panthers, who want to win, who work the tails off, and who are pretty bright. So in the course of your pro scouting, you're constantly evaluating, you're filing reports, and you're ranking, and you're... You could call any GM in the league, I suspect, I'm pretty sure, and ask them about any player in the league, and within a minute, they'll tell you everything you want to know about that player, what their team thinks about him, his strengths, his weaknesses, and so it's an ongoing narrative for each player, and that's our job.
Man, that sounds like a man who just got done wheeling and dealing, wheeling and dealing.
Those are all smoke screens, you know? He doesn't want you to know.
He goes, you could call up any GM, and they could tell you about the rest of the league, but they don't got the nuts to make the move, dude.
Is that what
they don't got the stones to make the move. Cat Talk there, by the way, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. What else you got in the mix bag, dude?
I got something that every fan wishes they could do sometime, you know? Got yourself in a bit of a tight game. Mm-hmm. You see something going to the review, you're right next to the refs, you got a little extra money. Maybe you're going to do what this fan here did.
I don't know, though, anything I've...
We have a Sharks fan, as you can see here, trying to bribe the referee with a $100 bill.
Wow.
Look at that. Right hey, next
you,
to him.
You want to know something, though?
Yeah.
That's a good fan simply because the Sharks suck.
The Sharks do suck.
So the idea that a Sharks fan is still trying to bribe the referee.
Yeah.
A good fan.
Okay, they're trying to review whether or not this was a goal, and it seemed like this fan wants...
Do you have any idea if it upheld?
The fan, unfortunately, it was upheld. The fan did not bribe the ref. It's not easy.
Hey, wipe that off.
Say, hey, buddy.
Wipe that away.
And he kept it, too.
So. Just very, very kind of him. I love how he gives, like, the, no. Well, please don't allow this to go. Just come on, take it. $100. $100, though, you know, pretty good.
I love how he didn't fold it or anything. Like, he made sure
gotta
everyone
let
saw.
Know. Gotta let him
exactly
know.
Exactly what he was offering.
How much as a ref do you think it would take for you to to reverse a
to
goal?
Take a bribe?
To take a bribe of some sort.
How much does a referee make?
I guess that's right, per level, because if it's a peewee basketball game, I'll take $20. But if we're talking about like a real game of some sort.
Stolen McRib says, Tobin, you're at the game. Start bribing the refs. Dude, they don't let you near the refs. They have police escort and a lot of them. They got like six police surrounding those officials.
Hmm.
And you better not talk to them, otherwise they're going to fine you $50,000.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk to me, Bam. I can't ref.
Even if for such some a reason. Baby. Imagine Bam Adebayo. That man intimidated you to the point where you're like, oh, I need need him. Fine. Oy. You rat. You weasel.
Wow.
Going and whining to the league. Fine, Pam. Oh. Okay, really?
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Did he give you an atomic wedgie? What a loser that referee is.
You're going to cause him to find him again.
Oh, he was so menacing in front of me. Oh, God, get over yourself. You sit here, you do your technical fouls, and what is Spoke called? Histrionics out there.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity, and may I say the audacity, to find a gentleman in Bam Adebayo because you wanted to talk about my calls. Oh, no. When he said the F word.
But he didn't even, the confrontation wasn't even that. Like, there's two things, there's two triggers that piss another man off to the point of irateness. One, when you say these words to somebody, it never happens. When was the last time you said to somebody, calm down, and the situation got calm?
0.0.
Yes. And when was the last time you didn't have a confrontation if you turned your back to a grown-ass man and said, I'm not even talking to you?
This threads need to get it together.
Oh.
So while we're sitting here talking about Bam, and while they're saying Bam's being inappropriate, refs, aren't they trained to kind of calm a situation down?
Yeah. But it was
how does turning your back do anything other he knows than he can just
walk, because he knows he can just walk in that tunnel with his six policemen, walk back to his office. He never has to deal with Bam.
Right.
Until the next game. And then once the game starts, he can call technicals on him. So he has no consequences.
That's my point, though.
Oh, oh, and I'm not you're saying, so menacing.
I'm not, because here. Because he could have very well did this. Okay? Bam. I'll have this conversation with you. You need to calm down. We'll talk like men. And that's it. And you have a conversation about it. Okay? But I would say this. We get on athletes for being either sensitive or moody or whatever, right? But you see how some of these officials call techs and why they call technical fouls and all this stuff. Didn't Tyler get a technical for bouncing the ball?
Yes.
Or somebody got a technical, he grabbed the ball and then tossed it behind his back and the ref like left it there like, what are you doing, tech? It was a crazy thing. So while we sitting here talking about players in these environments, in these competitive environments, let's look at these officials and say, well, what are you doing to help with that?
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
One of the big games this weekend was Lakers versus Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Number two in the East versus number two in the West. Was a blowout for a lot of the games. Lakers made it competitive. LeBron, unfortunately, exited the game with an injury. But Luka, after the game, talked about the possibility of facing the Celtics in the finals for a second straight year. This is Luka.
They have amazing team, amazing players. Especially here, it's very tough to play and very tough to beat them. But yeah, obviously it comes to mind, you know, my first final, you don't want to lose it. But that's what happens, so obviously it comes to mind sometimes. Yeah, I mean, they have amazing team.
Wow. All right. Listen, good for Luka.
You know? I mean, that's an opportunity.
But you can't have that guy be the face of your franchise because he smokes hookah and he drinks beer. So
too big.
Can't keep him around, dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I sign up for Luka? Because there's 30 teams in the NBA. 29 of them would take Luka in a heartbeat.
Yep. How's it going over there in Dallas, by the way? Going good? What happened?
You saw my boy Clay.
No, what don't bully that? Him.
What was that?
Did you see what Klay Thompson did, Leroy?
Oh, man. man. No. Just like he just
made up a move.
Jackie Mooned it. He was just dribble, 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 and at the end of the shot clock, he just passes it across the court to his teammate with no time. The horn went off during the pass.
Crazy.
Oh, and they were close? It was a close game?
I don't remember what the score was at the time, but he just, you know, Clay is obviously miserable right now. He's got no teammates.
I'd say the only person who may be more miserable than Heat fans seeing what's going on with the Warriors has to be Klay Thompson.
Probably.
I mean,
he's like, oh, you guys gave how much to Jimmy Butler sight unseen? Oh, well. They turned out to be right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That is the mixed bag. Final hour coming on up. We're back with more after this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.